Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
It is lovely in South Mississippi in July, isn't it, kids? Especially if you like to sweat a little bit. We're broadcasting, luckily, indoors from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sander, along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens, and special guest host today, Graham Crawford, former Alabama and Southern Miss baseball player, prepped at Summerall High School, then we're on to Pearl River. Boy, just about every program he's been in has been successful. We're going to be talking with Graham a little bit later on, and he's filling in as guest host because Bob Getty continues to be on vacation, as does Andrew Abity, who's over in Northern Europe. This first segment of the program brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere. Leave your tailgating needs to Dickie's. Not only the variety of meats, but the great side dishes that they have as well. Tailgating coming up with Southern Miss having the first three games in a row at home. Leave the cooking to Dickie's, big supporters of Southern Miss athletics. Joining us on the program is women's basketball coach Missy Bilderback. And my, has she been a busy bee all over the country getting in some real strong recruits for this basketball program. And coach, as we welcome you, because we want to learn all about some of these young women that you have signed, including maybe the tallest woman that is, I don't know what, if it's an official record or anything, but the tallest woman maybe to ever sign and play at Southern Miss. We welcome you, and I know how busy you are, so the fact that we even get you on the show today, we consider that a blessing with a little bit of luck. So let's talk about some of these players that you've signed.
Yeah, no, thanks, Kelly, for having me on, of course, and always got time, and I'm very excited to talk about our young women and what we've got going with our women's basketball program right now. So, yeah, it's been a really good summer so far. We're about 4.5 weeks in and into our summer program, and so we've been able to learn a lot and see a lot, just get a great feel for our players, and we're really excited. We're very cautiously optimistic, I guess, that, you know, it could be a really great year for us. Obviously, we need to stay healthy, but, you know, one of the things I've been most impressed with is our ability to shoot the three and the consistency at that, and so, you know, the style and the way we want to play, that's going to be big for us.
Actually, that's getting to be more and more of all of basketball, isn't it, Coach Bilderback, the ability to shoot the three on men's and women's side?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a game changer from a standpoint of, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of trended that style of play. You know, even if you look at our league, I know I've said multiple times with the teams that have won the league the last 2 years have been a heavy, heavy three-point shooting team and a team that takes a lot, makes a lot of threes. And so, yeah, I think you see that more and more. And, you know, especially in the women's game, I mean, three-point shot, very much a momentum, can swing momentum, and, you know, it adds up quick for sure.
And I know that you've got a lot of signees that you're bringing in, but one of note, you've got an SEC transfer, if I'm not mistaken, from Auburn that people have talked a lot about. Can you fill in some of the blanks on some of the young women that you've brought in who will be Lady Eagles this fall?
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about T. Thurman, Tamaya Thurman. She's a young lady from Demopolis, Alabama that played her first 2 years at Auburn, and 6'5", true 6'5", got a great size. And so, but just an outstanding young person, works really hard, and, you know, we're expecting big things. You know, one thing I've learned is, you know, you've got to have a little size to be able to win in the league, but also when you step outside the league, to some of your power four opponents. You've got to have size to be able to match what they have inside. And so, you know, we're really excited about having her here in Hattiesburg and think she can have a great impact. You know, there's some kids that I've obviously coached before, Melanie Timms and Carly Keats, Ja'Kayla Johnson, Sakaya White, Brekayla Gray, those Miriam Prince, they, you know, at one point, whether Jones and, you know, ULM and, you know, a lot of those kids went on Auburn, Florida State, Arkansas, different places, and then came back to Mississippi and going to be able to play here. And so super excited about the experience level they have and their ability to, you know, score the basketball for sure. But Haley Breland, signee from Wiggins, Mississippi, that was at Charlotte. And I think Haley, you know, joked about being on multiple official visits. Like, we've tried to get Haley for so long. We tried to get her at ULM. I know she took official visits to Southern Miss in the past. And just to be able to have her here and represent, you know, South Mississippi and play in front of friends and family, I think it's going to be really cool as well. So very excited about the group that we've put together.
Coach, I got a question for you. I want to know, like you've been talking about, you've got a bunch of new athletes coming in. How do you differentiate where that athlete is? And what I mean by that, is it majority high schoolers? Is it junior colleges? Is it transfers? How do you try to, you know, go after a certain group and try to build your team?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's changing. That's a great question. I mean, it's changing so much, the landscape, and, right, you know, we're trying to adapt the best we can. I mean, I think where we are as a mid-major, like, I think, you know, we've got to utilize the portal and, you know, those power four bounce backs or whatever you want to call transfers, right, there, you know. We're actually heading out this weekend. We've got staff members going everywhere from Kentucky to Indiana to actually Vegas. There's a big Nike tournament with a lot of the Alabama and, you know, your Florida Nike teams that are out in Vegas. And so we'll be out looking at high school kids this weekend. And so, you know, we'd love to sign at least one or two high school kids a year. You know, we've been fortunate. We've got a great freshman, you know, from Wiseman, from Monroe, Louisiana, actually, that, you know, is here with us. And, you know, the thing about her, you know, she's going to be able to play and play right off, where a lot of times, right, the freshmen have a hard time adjusting the speed of the game. And it's just hard for them to play with as many. The classes have kind of got stacked, all the extra years and different waivers and different situations. You know, the average age of a lot of our kids are more 22, you know, right, 21, 22, where typically you're more in that 18, 19 range. And as you guys know, there's a big difference in a 22-year-old and an 18-year-old, you know, as far as experience and just maturity. So you know, I think just a great balance of a couple high school kids a year, you know, a couple junior college kids, and then fill in what you might lose in the portal, or hopefully we're able to retain a lot of our kids in the portal. That's our goal, is re-recruit our own roster, and
right,
and then from there spot in with the portal maybe what you need. But that's a great question. Lots of changes.
Coach Missy Bilderback is with us. She is the head coach of the Lady Eagle basketball team. A lot of signees that she's putting together in anticipation of the upcoming season. It's been noted across the league how firmly entrenched now the Southern collective is, the To the Top collective has been. And from what I understand, Coach Bilderback, and you don't have to really go into great detail, but the women's basketball program is starting to see benefits of that collective, in that some of your young ladies are being rewarded for their skills and coming to Southern Miss because of the collective, yes?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Peter's done a great job growing that, and the whole community has really gotten behind the collective. And, you know, obviously with the rules changes and rev share now and different things, there's some avenues, there's some institutional money that maybe in the past, if we go out and say play a guarantee game against the Power Four program and they give us $30,000, say, maybe in the past, you know, that money had to go straight to, you know, budget or whatnot, where now, you know, that's some resources we might could have to utilize to maybe get someone's cost of attendance up a little bit, or maybe be able to spread that out amongst the girls to make sure, you know, they're not having to work. We've got, you know, at times you've got kids working part-time jobs and, right, those things, which is normal college, what college kids do. But it's really hard to do that and be able to commit the time you need to be a student athlete, you know, with the rigor of the academic schedule, along with, you know, the rigor of practices and the time, the travel of the Sun Belt Conference. You know, you just, it's nice to be able to have that. And so just really grateful. The community's definitely began to get behind, I think, all sports. And, you know, I think it's particularly with women's basketball, we are definitely seeing some benefits and hope that continues because it's definitely the way things are shifting and, you know, the way things are going with the new rules and different things with rev share, for sure.
I'm going to put you on the spot, but there is no wrong answer for this, okay?
Okay.
So if you could just wave a magic wand, forget geography, or, well, geography is going to be part of this answer, but if you could wave a magic wand and pick a team to succeed Texas State, who is leaving after this next year, leaving the Sun Belt Conference, solely from a women's basketball standpoint, who would be a good team that is not in the league, that is really strong in women's basketball and has been, that you'd say, if this is, this decision is solely based on women's basketball, we should go after school what?
Well, it's hard, and I know a lot, this may not be an unpopular answer, because but I know, like Louisiana Tech, it's difficult because not to to kind of lean their way because of just the rich tradition and history of their basketball program. They've got great coaches over there as well, with Brooke Thor and her husband Scott that co-coach that team. And, you know, they just have good tradition. We've been able to compete against them when I was in Monroe a little bit. And, like, they do a great job and, you know, are usually in the top five in the Conference USA. So, you know, from a women's basketball, the buzz that surrounds Louisiana Tech and, you know, even though they've had some up and down years, like, the tradition's
right.
Good there, and they're always going to be a really great opponent. So, I mean, that would be somebody that,
okay,
I think, you know, I've heard other names like Liberty, Middle Tennessee. Obviously, those two teams are very, very good.
Yeah, Coach, we're up against a break, okay? But when we come back, we're going to finish that thought and talk more with women's basketball coach Missy Bilderback. This Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Kelly Sander, producer, engineer Michael Mergens, and guest host Graham Crawford with you on this Tuesday Eagle Hour. This segment brought to you by Campus Bookmart. Anything that you need Southern Miss-wise, whether it's apparel, keychains, you know, knickknacks, shadow boxes for diplomas, anything Southern Miss-related you can find under the roof at Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, the bright gold building right across from the main entrance to the campus, or you can find them 24/7 online at Campus Bookmart. That's Campus Bookmart with a T.net. Also, a shout-out to the MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's got all the advantages of a big-box hardware store, but with local, friendly people that you worship with and know on a first-hand basis, and they can take you directly to whatever you need. If you use it in, on, or around your home, you will find it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Just go past the 98-589 interchange, and you'll see it very quickly there on the right. Great, great people. And if you have not been there, you really need to check it out. You will be happy that you did. Everything under one roof. We continue our discussion now with women's basketball coach Missy Bilderback. And it's interesting because now when you look at the Sun Belt Conference going into this fall, you've got the Southern Miss, now obviously Louisiana-Monroe rivalry, which was already there, and partly because we have Louisiana-Monroe's former coach. But now, at Southern Miss, you've got the former Jones coach, And at Louisiana Monroe, you now have the former Pearl River coach, where Scotty Fletcher is now coaching at Louisiana Monroe. So the more things change, Missy Bilderback, the more they stay the same.
No, that's right. That's right. I'm really happy for Scotty and Coach, you know, Coach Fletcher. I'm happy for him to have an opportunity. He's a very good basketball coach, and he'll do a great job over there. I know he's hit the ground running, and we've had quite a few talks, you know. And Chip's always telling me, like, "Hey, you're telling him too much." You know, my husband's always like, he'll hear me talking to him. I'm like, I'm not telling him too much, but we'll talk and talk recruiting, and we're just you know, that's a long relationship, so. You know, thankful for that relationship, and I'm really pulling for him, except when he plays Southern Miss, obviously.
And actually, if truth be told, there could have been some circumstances where you guys would have been on the same staff. He is one of your assistants.
Absolutely, we talked. You know, at times, like, you know, back before we both were on the 2-year level. You know, he was a coach at William Carey, and I was coaching high school basketball, and he was on the men's side. I was on the women's side. We would meet and talk X's and O's, and, you know, Coach Fletcher and I go back really, I mean, he friends with my brother growing up, and just, we go back a long time growing up both in this area, but, and so we've always been good friends and always talked about teaming up and those kind of things, so, you know, definitely a situation where that could have worked out for sure, but I'm really happy for him. He's a great basketball coach and great guy, and so I think he'll do really well there. I really do.
And I want to talk about the 2-year experience, because the more I've been talking with Division I athletic directors, the more I hear the consistent piece of feedback that because of the transfer portal, because of NIL, junior college coaching experience is going to be valued like never before, because turning over rosters just about every year, which is what Division I schools have to do now, particularly in basketball, junior college coaches have been doing for years, which I thought was really insightful, that the junior college coaches now are going to be held in much higher regard than they were before.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's, you know, nothing for us to have to put a roster together quickly, being able to also just build a team in a short period of time. You know, that's the thing. That's the tricky part about all this is, you'd really love to have the retention so that, you know, when you have that core group of players back every year, man, now it gives you a tremendous advantage, because, you know, you're able to already have your team somewhat built, where right now in this age of the transfer portal, if you're not able to, retain those players, or maybe in this situation where there's a job change and you're having to bring in a whole new team almost, that, you know, you just got to fast track a lot of things with learning and just building your team chemistry. Your chemistry on the floor together, installing your offense and defensive systems. Those things have to be fast-tracked. And so a good thing, we've been doing that for a really long time, and so we're comfortable, where I think you find a lot of maybe older coaches that have, you know, been at the Division I level for so long. You know, it makes them anxious, because they're sitting there having to figure out, you know, they've had a system and they're having to adjust. So, I mean, certainly, you know, those guys are still doing great and great coaches and things like that, but I certainly think it gives us maybe coaches with a little bit of a 2-year background, a little bit of an advantage for sure.
Coach, I actually had the pleasure of watching you at Jones coach against Coach Fletcher at Pearl River.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was at Pearl River during that time. And Coach Fletcher, it was a big part of the baseball team. So he actually told us a story. I don't know if he's ever told you. It's about a dog named Roscoe. And if he hasn't, you need to ask him about it, because it is a story that you will never forget. But the question I had was, you know, whenever you go to the Division I level, and like you just said, you have to try to implement a whole new offense, a whole new defense. Would you say it is based on personnel, or it's based on who you are as a coach and what you truly believe in, how you go about those setting the offense up? In the defense.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I really hope you weren't one of those baseball players like harassing me, right? At those Pearl River.
That was not me. No, ma'am.
Not you. Okay.
Actually,
I'm just teasing. Yeah. But they used to get after us. That baseball team did pretty good.
Oh yeah,
you guys,
no doubt.
But no, I mean, I think that's another great question. I think ideally, in a perfect world, you know, you have a system and you want to really recruit to that system, and then there are some times where maybe in this situation, you know, we really were deliberate about who we brought in, and we were really fortunate in that I feel like we kept a good core of returners of a few kids, but then we were able to bring a few kids from Monroe that knew our system, knew us as people and coaches, that they really believe in what we're doing, and then being able to sprinkle around then, you know, some newcomers, and so the adjustment period's not quite as bad. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. In the ideal world, certainly you're recruiting, like, we recruit athletic posts that can run and actively, they have a great motor pursuing rebounds, and, you know, we recruit guards. You've got to really be able to shoot the three to play for us, and so those are things certainly that, you know, but we are also really, we understand that, like everything, you know, everything's changing, and so we have to be adaptable, and, you know, the game's changing and evolving, and so just making sure we're continuing to grow and learn. You know, I've got a little time between when our kids go home from July summer school, so when they come back in August, you know, going to get to go out and meet with the staff and just try to make sure we're still growing as the game evolves, and you know, we're still staying, you know, on our toes as far as learning and just finding the best way to put this team in a position to win, you know, ultimately is our goal.
Coach Missy Bilderback is with us, the Lady Eagles head basketball coach, recruiting players and working this summer, and they're all over the country. And it used to be, Coach Bilderback, that AAU was really kind of the go-to play. The AAU would have these tournaments across the country. Is the AAU in the recruiting process still as prominent as it used to be?
Yeah, all the club teams, absolutely. You've got your club teams. Like, even this weekend, we'll hit the Nike club circuit, then we'll hit the Under Armour for sure, and then we'll be able to go to run for the Roses tournament out in Kentucky, where pretty much everybody, I mean, there's over 70 courts, you know, and so we're having to just be real strategic with planning and who will actually go watch, and it's just impossible to watch everybody while you're out there, so you really have to kind of know who you're watching and what you're looking for. But so, you know, that'd give us a chance to really watch some young kids and also, you know, be able to see if there's any 26s that we might be missing or might catch our eye while we're, you know, out there and evaluate. And if anything else, is be able to let them see us there supporting them, the kids that we are recruiting. So, I mean, certainly a big part of it still. I mean, even if you don't bring in a lot of high school kids, those relationships with club coaches and being able to have those relationships with student athletes, you know, even if, say, they choose, you know, maybe a Power Four school that, you know, and they go there first, like, you know, the way the portal works, we've got multiple kids, you know, Anisha Carrier from Mississippi State, you know, we didn't even talk about her to start the conversation, but she was a freshman at Mississippi State last year and transferred in, will be a sophomore for us. Hopefully we'll get, you know, 3 great years with her. And but she's a kid out of high school that, you know, had narrowed it down to 2 or 3 Power Four schools. And, you know, so you keep those relationships, so that the circuits are still really important for sure.
Coach Bilderback, it's always great to talk to you. We obviously wish you nothing but the best, and as you work the Lady Eagle basketball program in your first year, and as I kind of joke with all the coaches, we're going to be with you win or tie.
Only if I got you. Well, yeah. Hey, the plan is to win.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to work hard and try to do it. So, no, always thank you guys for having me on anytime, and always enjoy talking to you guys. And y'all have a great, great afternoon.
To the top. Thanks, Coach Bilderback, Missy Bilderback, the Lady Eagle women's basketball coach. Still to come later on this week, we're going to be talking with Chad Kaye, former Southern Miss baseball coach. We're going to be talking to the new pitching coach, Gunnar Leger, who's just coming in from Louisiana Lafayette. He was the pitching coach for the Cajuns last year, now coming in to help the Southern Miss crew. He'll be joining us on Friday. And tomorrow, Travis Higa, the director of the Pride of Mississippi, the marching band of Southern Miss, what have they got planned for this fall? And to promote the drum and bugle corps competition coming up to the Rock a little bit later on in July. But we've got more with Graham Crawford as the Eagle Hour rolls on after these commercial messages.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this third segment of the Eagle Hour. I love 4th Street Bar and Grill, man. Everybody knows who you are. If you're a Southern Miss fan, you want a pregame and postgame, whatever the case may be, at 4th Street. They're right over the Highway 49 bridge, right in the shadow of the rock. Any type of beer that you want, it's always ice cold. And, I mean, there are some beer varieties that you probably don't even know exist. And you're going, there's no way I could get something like a Schlitz or a PBR, some of these Pabst Blue Ribbon, some of these old beers. They got them.
They've got everything.
Yeah, they do. Great portions, too, on their $11.95 Blue Plate lunch, and you get, that includes your soft drink. So tell everybody over there that we said, hey, at 4th Street Bar and Grill, if we don't see you there first. And this reminder that Be Quick is celebrating its 60th anniversary with giveaways through the end of July. Stop by the Be Quick Shell Station. That's at the corner of Highway 98 and Hegwood Road by Optimus Park. And you receive your free Buffalo decal and place it on the back of your vehicle. Now, they'll have spotters out and about looking for your decal. They'll take down your driver's plate, the license plate number on your car, and then they'll post the winners at that location. So you want to stop back and see if you have won. And you might be one of the winners of such prizes like a Saints football package, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, Royal Caribbean cruise for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. They're proud supporters of USM. And again, that's going on through the end of July. So stop by, Be Quick, and make sure that you take care of that. And if you can't reach us on the program live at the different stations across the state, you can always download the podcast, the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, at Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. Kelly Sander, along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens and guest host Graham Crawford. Bob Getty on vacation this week. Andrew Abbott, he's still on vacation. And the young man, even he works really hard and had all those extra days during the state baseball tournament and the conference tournament that Southern Miss was in, and the district and all that, the regionals. And he worked, I don't know, like 28 straight days without a day off. So he certainly deserves that vacation. Good to have you here, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, the amateur baseball draft coming up next week. And looks like one of your rivals from Purvis is either way going to be a pretty rich man.
Yes, no question. Both of them, man. Both.
Yeah.
And when I say those are two of the best men I've had the chance to meet and be around, those guys are good as gold. Their family is second to none. And my goodness, can they play.
We're talking about JoJo and Jacob Parker, of course, of Purvis High School. And Tony Farlow, their high school coach, retired this year. And I think everybody thought that Purvis, that this was going to be the perfect farewell, that with that talent,
yes,
Purvis was going to win state. They did not win state, as it turns out.
I didn't get to watch it. I was at the Summerall Purvis South State Series, which is one of a kind. That's something. If you hadn't had a chance to watch one of those series be played, definitely the next time it happens, you need to get out there. They, man, after I could have told anybody, Purvis has got this locked up. They were slapped full of talent.
But I have seen high school teams win state championships with mediocre talent, and I have seen great high school baseball teams lose state championships. Lots of times it's not how good you are, it's how good is everybody else.
Yes, yes. I'm not trying to take back down the glory days or anything, but that is the exact same thing happened to Purvis as what happened to the 2019 Summerall Bobcats. Played West Lauderdale, played everybody new. Whoever wins this game is going to win state. That's what was said. That's what everybody thought. And then for whatever reason, you get up there in Trustmark, ball doesn't go your way.
Now, you've been around the game long enough, and now in your existing career field of insurance with Farm Bureau, and of course, Jake Mangum does the commercials for Farm Bureau. B.A. Volmuth, you work,
yes,
closely with, former Southern Miss player. The Rhodes family, big. So you've been around professional baseball and the professional work side, and really, next week, when we talk about this amateur draft, that is a combination of talent and money, all this kind of wrapped into one. So what do you think is going through the Parkers' minds right now?
I hope they have a really good agent, and I'm sure they do. I know I've never been in places like that. I have friends who have. And I think them taking everything in and really just being present for this process and I have not reached out to him, and I'm sure their older cousin actually works for Farm Bureau as well, Brandon Parker, who got drafted after playing at Gulf Coast. So I wouldn't doubt he's given them a lot of good information on how to handle this process, but it's definitely something that, you know, whenever they were 15, this was dreams. Well, now it's reality, and I hope for them that they take in every second of this, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and they're in the 0.00000 yes. some change percent club.
Right.
That has the opportunity to get drafted at such a high round out of high school.
It was announced last week that Southern Miss has retained just about every player on the baseball team that can come back and has said that they are coming back. Any surprise at all about any of that, Graham? And the fact that they've been so successful for so long, what do you make of it?
I think it all goes back to the culture. You know, that word is used very
It's been used a lot lately.
It has. And people now use that word loosely, extremely loosely. But if you want to model, or you want to see what a finely tuned, oiled machine and what culture truly is, that's what Southern Miss baseball is. And it's because you just said, we have how many guys coming back that nobody thought we had a chance? But now everybody's looking at next year as, hey, we got the same group. You've got the same leaders. You have the same captains. Same thing Miss Missy was talking about, Coach Builder back. It's you having those people that know that know how Southern Miss does things, how you walk the walk, how you talk the talk, how you go about your daily activities, practice, school, how you do one thing, how you do everything. And that's what Southern Miss is built. And that's something that me leaving, like, that is cool, is what it is. If somebody wants to see how to build a culture, Southern Miss baseball is that.
Okay, the draft, of course, is early next week, and it's over a 2 or 3 day period. No doubt that Cook and Middleton are going to be drafted. We've known that a long time. But there are some ifs as far as coming back. And I'm not going to use any names, but let's just say there's a Southern Miss guy who thought he was going to go in round X, but doesn't go until much later in round Z. Is there a chance that some of those guys who could go actually decide to stay? Or is it all about the opportunity to play pro ball?
So that's a tough question, because a lot of it has to do with the money that they would be getting for sure, because they know I've always have Southern Miss. I know what playing for Southern Miss and then playing in high A and double A, they don't compare to each other. You're not going to have 5,000, 6,000 people screaming for you. They don't care when you're in pro ball. So it is a money thing, but it's not, especially now that the collective is a thing. So they have an opportunity to still make a little money while playing for a university who backs them like none other and being a part of that culture. So it's not a bad, like, it is a really good situation to be put in.
But you're not that far away from being in that age, right? With those guys.
So I talked to JB and Colby yesterday.
So would it be strictly a number? If I can get this number money-wise, it doesn't matter what round I go in, I'm going. If I don't get that, I'm going back to Southern Miss.
I can't say that's 1,000% the truth, but that more than likely, yes. I think it's a round-based thing, so you're either going to be like, hey, I want to get drafted in the X round, whatever it may be. Your money could be higher or lower than your slot value is, and you get offered. So you could go in the You'd go 10th pick and they could sign you for $1 million. You could also go in the 22nd pick and get signed for $4 million. That happens. That's realistic. And it's how, I guess, those teams offer those players, because they know, one, how good they have it and how much Southern Miss means more to those guys than they know.
So we already know that some of the Eagles are already back in the nest.
Yes.
All right, so let's just go with what we know we have.
Okay.
So how would you project the 26 team on the surface to the 25 team. I would think that they are really, really set up well for next season.
They are. They are. Talent-wise, it is going to be right there at it, if not better. Now, what they lost is something that this is where the guys that did come back have to step up and really lead this team, because you lost a good number of leaders, right? Matt Adams, he was a captain, been there for 5 years, 6 years, I'm sorry. You talking about know the Golden Eagles, love the Golden Eagles? That's him. Carson Pata, fifth-year guy. He's gonna have to move on. He's actually doing medical sales, doing very well. Started last week. Congrats to Carson Pata. But I think talent-wise, there's not going to be a hiccup.
I wonder if baseball players make such good salesmen because they're strapping handsome young guys that people want to talk to, or that they're full of it.
It's one of the two.
That's a rhetorical question that you do not need to answer. We will continue our discussion with Graham Crawford. This Tuesday Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This final segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT. Perfect. The only place to go for your softball and baseball training. Number one, because it's indoors. And in Mississippi this time of year, you really have to be careful of this heat. It is meticulous. It is clean. They keep it pristine. And if you don't want to work on baseball and softball, just want to get in shape, they've got experts there that can help you do that as well. Plus, they've got summer camps in-house, and they've got their pro shop that is always open. Check them out if you haven't. DBAT. It's in. Some of you in Hattiesburg might remember that the original Walmart was in that building. I'll bet that's something you didn't know, Graham Crawford.
I didn't have a clue.
That DBAT, where it is now, that was the original Walmart in Hattiesburg back in 1895 when I first moved here. But
I'll be darned.
Yeah, but DBAT, we're glad to have them with us. It was announced today by the University of Southern Mississippi Football Office that kind of who we thought would be the featured players at Media Day are indeed going to be the featured players, and that would be quarterback Braylon Braxton and linebacker Chris Jones. They will accompany Charles Huff on July 21st, which is 2 weeks from today. They will be in New Orleans as the Western Division of the Sun Belt Conference is featured at Media Day in New Orleans. Also that day, the Commissioner Keith Gill will give his State of the Conference address, and I imagine that expansion will be one of the things that he's going to be asked about a lot. We're going to be there for two complete days. We're going to be bringing you not only Southern Miss interviews, but interviews from other coaches and players. And Southern Miss, not the only team undergoing coaching changes, but we kind of think that when Media Day hits, that's officially when football season kicks off. And I know Graham Crawford, our guest host today. Graham, you've been at practice, and you really like Braylon Braxton.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Tell me about it.
So I went, it was maybe a month after Coach Huff had got on campus. They had really just started practicing. It might have been the second week. And I was with Peter Bain, the
director of
the collective, yes. Mm-hmm. And we were out there, and instantly the thing that caught me was I remember walking by Southern Miss practicing. I did it every day. That's where I went to class. That was the only building I went to because, Lord, I got here when I was a senior. But it was completely different. You never heard music. There was nobody standing. There was not a split second that somebody was not yelling, running, or practicing. Not one. And instantly, the thing I noticed was who was doing the yelling. It was the two people that you just named. It was Braylon Braxton and Chris Jones. You could tell who led that team from day one. Those guys might not have been in Hattiesburg for a month yet. But yet everybody knew, all right, these are the guys that are going to put us in line, and these are the guys we're going to follow because we're going to win.
I remember going back to basketball season when Coach Huff first got here and Braylon Braxton announced that he was transferring. They were introduced at a Golden Eagle men's basketball game. And I remember distinctly that Coach Huff, and I thought it was interesting his choice of words. He said, I would like to introduce to you your quarterback, Braylon Braxton.
Oh, that's him.
There's never been a doubt. Whereas if Will Hall, among many of the things that didn't go right, was that they could never settle on a quarterback.
Yeah, we had three of them.
And you have to, I mean, even going down to Pee Wee, you got to know who your quarterback is.
If you don't know who your guy is, you don't have a shot. If you don't have a guy that your whole team can go, all right, hey, somebody's got to be the go-get. Somebody's got to be that guy.
I'm going to ask you about the Mississippi State game, the opener here, in just a second. But a reminder that the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Thanks to Genesis for their support. And Mobay Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check them out on Facebook. Mobay Beignets, the official dessert store of Southern Miss. A lot of the students, again, like to study, play board games, enjoy the hot and cold coffees, and those extra fresh Mobay beignets with your favorite dipping sauces. Tell them we said, hey, at Mobay Beignet Company. All right, the Bullies come to town the end of August for an 11 a.m. kickoff against the Golden Eagles on ESPN. And right now it's about a 2-touchdown, give or take, a point or two in favor of Mississippi State. If you had to, and again, you don't gamble.
No.
Because you're a fine young Christian man.
Absolutely.
And work hard for your money.
Yes, I
do. As Donna Summer used to say. But if you had to, do you know who Donna Summer is, by the way?
I know the name. Couldn't tell you who it is, though.
never mind. If you were to lay a bet today, would you take the Bulldogs to cover 14, or would you take the Eagles, and why?
If I was a betting man, and this is a completely hypothetical saying here, I wouldn't even mess with points. I'd just take the Golden Eagles and win straight out. I love Golden Eagle money line. I love it. I'm more excited for this football game than any game since I've been in Hattiesburg in 2015. Like this, I'm excited.
You know, the Eagles are not getting a lot of love.
Nope.
Outside any of the other media outlets.
They better jump on the train because it's about to take off.
Graham Crawford said it first, ladies and gentlemen. This football team is a lot better than people are giving them credit for.
No question.
You understand that Eagle fans have been burned in the past.
Hey, look, I have too. And that's why I say this with not certainty, but I've got a really, really, really good feeling. This team, they're serious. They're ready to go.
We hope you're right. Tomorrow on the program, the director of the Pride, Travis Higa, will be here to talk about what the band has in store for the upcoming football season and to promote the upcoming drum and bugle corps competition scheduled for July 23rd. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. For producer-engineer Michael Mergens and guest host Graham Crawford, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss,
to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.